U.S. officials say a roadside bomb injured four soldiers on patrol in southern Afghanistan Monday morning. Local police say a number of soldiers may have been killed. The U.S. military says the bomb went off as the convoy drove by about 10 kilometers outside the Afghan city of Kandahar. However, local police say a suicide bomber with a car full of explosives hit the convoy and may have killed at least five soldiers. U.S. spokesman Colonel Jim Yance says the exact nature of the attack is still in question and told reporters only four soldiers were injured.
Of those four service members, one of them is seriously wounded. Service members were flown to Kandahar airfield where they are receiving medical attention.
Mr. Yance says the convoy was a provisional reconstruction team, or PRT. The teams deployed throughout Afghanistan typically include a few dozen military and civilian specialists working on local development projects. Colonel Yance says the team attacked Monday was supporting civilian projects for the residents of Kandahar.
It is a sad thing when coalition forces supporting the Afghan people are attacked by someone in this nature. They are not here as combat forces. That's a sad day when things like that happen.
The assault is the latest in a series of suspected Taliban-led attacks against U.S. and Afghan targets in southern and eastern Afghanistan. Since the weather began to warm in March, rebel forces have intensified their campaign against the U.S.-backed central government. Taliban leaders have vowed to derail local and parliamentary elections scheduled for September. But Afghan officials say the violence will not affect the country's plans. Election organizers say more than 6,000 men and women have registered as candidates for the September vote. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.